In the snowy town of Whoville, Christmas was the most joyful time of the year. The Whos sang, feasted, and filled their days with holiday cheer. But high above, on a cold, lonely mountain, lived the Grinch, a creature whose heart was two sizes too small and whose grumpiness knew no bounds.
The Grinch sat in his dark cave, scowling at the sound of Christmas songs floating up from Whoville. "All this noise," he grumbled, "all this joy and laughter, it's unbearable." Then, with a wicked grin, he decided, "I'll stop Christmas from coming. I'll steal it all."
Dressed as Santa, with poor Max disguised as a reindeer, the Grinch slid down to Whoville. House by house, he crept through the chimneys, stealing stockings, presents, and even Christmas trees. He left nothing behind, not even a crumb of Who pudding.
As the sun rose, the Grinch waited to hear cries of sadness. But instead, he heard something unexpected, a joyful song. The Whos were singing. They didn't need presents or decorations to celebrate. Christmas came anyway. In that moment, the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes. He realized Christmas wasn't about things. It was about love and togetherness. Filled with newfound joy, he raced back to Whoville with everything he had stolen.
The Whos welcomed the Grinch with open arms. They shared their feast, and for the first time, the Grinch carved the roast beast with a smile. From that day on, the Grinch's heart was as big as the holiday spirit itself.
And so the Grinch learned a lesson that stayed with him forever. True joy comes from the heart, not from things. And in Whoville, Christmas was brighter than ever before.
Discover the magic of Christmas and share this story with someone you love. After all, the best gifts can't be wrapped, they're felt in the heart. Happy holiday, everyone.